Track 5. Last month, we started out on a journey from Norwich Victoria Station. We're now heading for the first stop on our trip. Here are Tony Stimpson and Alison Applin on their way to Swainsthorpe.
Our first stop, after heading out of Norwich Victoria Station, not the one we have today, but the railway station that used to be at the top of St Stephen Street, is a place called Swainsthorpe. These days, the route out of Norwich Victoria is where the Brazen Gate exit from Sainsbury's car park leads to a cycle and walking route called the Lakenham Way. This leads out of the city down the back of Hall Road. Where the old track would have joined at Sandy Lane, it becomes the mainline railway to London. Back in the day, following this route, we would have come to our first stop at Swainsthorpe. You could be forgiven for not having heard of Swainsthorpe Station, as it closed to passengers in 1954. Oh, and if you hear any crumpling, it's me trying to stop myself eating all my sarnies at once. So where is Swainsthorpe? If you leave Norwich by road on the A140 heading for that blasphemous place called Ipswich, then you'll pass Dunstan Hall on the left, and curving round for just a couple of miles, you'll pass an old pub, now called the Sugar Beet. This handsome Georgian building is set just off the road, used to be named the Dun Cow, and had stood on this site since at least 1794, when it was mentioned in the 400 registers taken on September the 12th of that year. This will make you chuckle. It was briefly named the Wig and Dickle in the 1990s, but we'll gloss over that. There are two stories about the name Dun Cow. One says that a dun cow is a legendary beast that was owned by a giant. The cow had an inexhaustible supply of milk, and so he allowed people to collect milk from it. At least, that's what the people of Shropshire said. Perhaps they'd been drinking from the pub and not the cow too regularly. Whereas the Swainsthorpe Village website states, the pub name is associated with local folklore concerning Dunstan Village, Dunstan Hall and the terrible ghostly cow of Dunstan Hill. The old pub sign, now sadly missing, used to say, "Come in, friend, you're sure to find the dun cow's milk is to your mind." The village's name is thought to derive from the old Norse words for either Schwein's hamlet or perhaps hamlet belonging to the lads, as the word Schwein means lad. The earliest record is that of a Neolithic flaked axe head recovered in 1924. What else does the guidebook tell us?
The village had two churches, St Peter's and St Mary's. The latter is now in ruins, but St Peter's Church sits at the top of Church Road, the entrance to the village, one of the round tower churches of Norfolk. It's probably pre-Norman with some evidence of Saxon work. On the doorframe can be seen Elizabethan heads and a mass mark sundial that helped parishioners to attend services on time. Inside can be found a Norman font and many accomplished memorials of eminent ex-parishioners. There's a brass plaque on the wall dated 1628 to commemorate Captain Havers, who served under Elizabeth I. And a devil's door, blocked up in Puritan times, can be clearly seen on the north side.
If we take Church Road off the A140 exactly 5 miles from Norwich, we find ourselves approaching a level crossing, but there's no sign of any station on either side of the tracks, just groupings of 1960s bungalows and houses, perhaps built on the land. We do know, however, that the railway station was opened in 1850 when the Great Eastern Railway constructed the line between London and Norwich. It was the first station south of the terminus at Norwich Victoria. It was well served. In 1889, there were 8 trains each way on weekdays. Journey time into Norwich was approximately 9 minutes. Only 9 minutes. And I've eaten most of my sandwiches. I went for the cheese and pickle, in case you're wondering. I'll put the rest away, as I'm not sure how long the rest of the route to Dis will take. Joe Mason, who we will hear quite a bit from, has compiled his memories of travelling this route in the 1960s. Of Swainsthorpe, he says,
most of the stations between Norwich and Dis were closed under Dr. Beeching, although Swainsthorpe station had closed to passengers in 1954. Swainsthorpe stayed open for freight for another 10 years, and during this period I often used to sit in my father's car while the London-bound express trains thundered over the level crossing, which was adjacent to the station. I'm sure there was a signal box there too, although all sign of it and the station have long gone. The stations at Flawden, Fawnsett and Tivetshall all stayed open to passengers until 1966. You flew past so quickly on the express trains that they went by in a flash and you hardly noticed them. But I took the stopping train to Ipswich to see my sister in 1962. I was 13, but I recall vivid snatches of the experience. These country stations were not exactly busy and the porters must have had an easy life. But when the train pulled in, there were plenty of things going on. The post and papers had to be unloaded, and the milk churns put into the brake third coach, and there even might have been a passenger or two.
I mentioned earlier about the level crossing. Well, it seems to have been a rather dangerous one. Or perhaps the ghostly cow of Dunstan Hill has something to do with fatal accidents there. At 13:05 on Sunday the 11th of November 2005, the 1300 One Railways service from Norwich to Dis collided with a car, which, according to witnesses, had positioned itself in the train's path. The car driver was killed and the car burst into flames on impact. Nobody on board the train was killed. The level crossing was found to be in full working order. Then, 2 years later, at 06:22 on Thursday the 1st of March 2007, a One Railways service travelling from Colchester to Norwich collided with a Vauxhall Astra on the crossing. One person in the car, believed to be the driver, died. The train, however, remained upright and did not derail, and there were no injuries on board. I hope there'll be no injuries on board this train as we continue our journey south from Norwich and learn a little about some of the smaller villages of this fair county. Join us next month as the train pulls in to Flawden and then Fawnsett. Yes, 2 stops for the price of 1. So either they're most interesting or there's not a great deal to say about them. Unless you know different. Please do keep sending your memories and stories of Norfolk's villages to us and we can do one of our ghost train trips in the future. Now, was it just the ham sandwich left?
Thank you, Tony and Alison. At this rate, you're going to be starving by the time you get to Dis. I don't think that any of these stations would have had coffee bars or buffets.